will shout and I will sing, when the redeemed of the Lord are gathering in. On the chorus all together. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, amen, watch like snow and free from all sin. I will shout, amen, I will sing, when the redeemed of the Lord are gathering in. And I am thinking of the rapture in our blessed home on high, when the redeemed are gathering in. How we'll raise the heavenly anthem in that city in the sky, when the redeemed are gathering in. Amen. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, washed like snow and from all sin. I will shout, I will sing, when the redeemed of the Lord are gathering in. There will be a great procession over on the streets of gold, when the redeemed are gathering in. Oh, what music, oh, what singing, o'er that city will be rolled, when the redeemed are gathering in. Amen. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, washed like snow and free from all sin. I will shout, amen, I will sing, when the redeemed are gathering in. Saints will sing redemption's story with their voices clear and strong, when the redeemed are gathering in. Then the angels all will listen, for they cannot join that song. We sing it, amen, are gathering in, amen. When the redeemed are gathering in, watch like snow and fall in. I will shout and I will sing, when the redeemed are gathering in. Then the Savior will give orders to prepare the banquet board. Amen. Praise the Lord, our gathering in. And we'll hear his invitation, come ye blessed of the Lord. You're blessed. Amen. Our gathering in. Praise the Lord. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, washed like snow and free from all sin. I will shout and I will sing, when the redeemed, on the chorus all together, amen. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, praise the Lord, watch like snow and free from all sin. Hallelujah. I will shout, I will sing, when the redeemed of the Lord are gathering in. Let's just clap it to him. Amen. We're the redeemed. Praise the Lord. Free from all sin. Amen. I'm happy about that. Amen. Praise the Lord. On the course. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, washed like snow and free from all sin. I will shout, I will sing, when the redeemed of the Lord gathering in. And I am thinking of the rapture in our blessed home on high, when the redeemed, amen, are gathering in. Praise the heavenly anthem in that city in the sky. Amen. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, watch like snow and rose. I will shout and I will sing, when the redeemed are gathering in. One more time on the chorus. Oh, when the redeemed are gathering in, watch like snow and fall. I will shout, I will sing, when the redeemed are gathering in. Let's just clap it. Welcome to the banqueting table. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You love him this morning? Amen. I love him with all my heart. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you this morning. You be seated. Well, I say good morning. It's good afternoon, but it's shalom to the bride of Jesus Christ all the time. Amen. So we just love him this morning, and we're so happy to be the redeemed. Let the redeemed say so. Amen. I'm so happy that I'm one of them. I'm honored, and it's a privilege to be here with you. You're one of them. And we love the Lord with all of our heart, and we love this message. We know when we've heard this voice, all the other pearls and all the jewels, we set those aside. We got the pearl of great price. Oh, it's everything. Everything. Amen. Amen. Just greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus, those that are listening in from around the world. It's incredible, the places that are listening in today. It's, and every week and every time that we have a service, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. You're in your home, in your car, wherever you are, you're part of the royal seed of Abraham. You're part of the bride, and we are united together today. Aren't we happy? This is what Brother Branham says. Aren't we happy? We haven't got a thing to worry about. Not a thing. We've anchored in Christ, sitting in heavenly places, caught up in rapturing grace. Right now, amen. Sitting in his presence in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Death itself can't touch us. Anchored away. Nothing can bother us. Simply secured and waiting for his coming. End quote. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you. It even gets better. I can tell you exactly what you are today. Exactly. You want to know? I want to know. You're a little spot of light that God's chosen. That's who you are. That's what this message is sent for you. What about all those darknesses in the city and all the sin and everything? Yeah, but there's some little lights down there. That's God's chosen. That's who you are. It gets better. Brother Branham says, he says, quote, they've come too late to tell us about divine healing. Amen. Amen. We done been healed. We done been filled with the Holy Ghost. We done got rapturing grace. Amen. It's too late for any of those things. They might as well shut up. We done got it. Our faith can say, set down. I know what I'm talking about. End quote. Amen. Oh, man. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Man, bless you. And tonight, he says this, and tonight we have showed the great food that you've fed your church. And tonight we have not only crumbs, but we're invited to the table. We don't really have to take the crumbs, but we're glad to get them. But we're invited to the table tonight. End quote. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. God bless you. That's why we're here today. That's why we just can't wait. I'm with great anticipation just waiting to hear that prophet say, good evening, friends. Good morning, or whatever it is. I don't care what it's about. That tape is what I'm waiting on. I'm waiting to hear the voice of God to me. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. It's such an honor to be here. Today's a great day that God's done for us. God did something great, special in our time.
He did. He did it on this very day. And this day is even greater than it was then. But excuse me, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be yelling at you. Just settle down, preacher, settle down. But forgive me, I'm at home though, so you all look over my humanity and all that, and you just love me, so thank you. But he did something great on this day. Thank you, Lord. Man. But the Lord Jesus, he did something special in our time. Is that on this day, Brother Joseph Branham was born. And it was God who placed him here. And it was God that has done all of these things. And I'm inadequate to say it the right way, honestly. But just to be as careful as possible, but yet not to exalt anyone over another or anything of that nature, because we know that just in the humanity, we're all worth about 84 cents. And so that don't, that's about all I'm worth, if probably less. But I want to thank the Lord Jesus for what he has done in sending our brother to us. And thank the Lord for a surrendered life to Jesus Christ. Amen. That his life has brought us closer to the Lord Jesus and to this message. Thank you, Brother Joseph. So we thank the Lord for our brother, and that wherever he's at today, Lord, I know the Lord's smiling down upon him. And I know if the Lord's smiling down upon Brother Joseph, he's smiling down on Sister Valerie too. Amen, because she's part of him. And so we thank, amen. Last service last week was incredible. Amen. Incredible. It's unbelieving. It's believing. It's just overwhelming. The seven seals, the third pull, seven thunders, rapturing faith. We've never heard it like this ever before. Incredible. We thank the Lord. Here's what Brother Branham said. I'd like to share this with you. He says, quote, "Now how does faith come? By hearing, hearing of the word. She had heard of him. And you know, she might have had a lot of things to hinder her by her being a Greek. Faith cometh by hearing, we know that. And she had a lot of things to hinder her, but her faith finds a source no other knows anything about. Faith finds this source, and that no one can explain it. It's something that you know. Others can't see it, but faith sees it. Faith sees that where the natural eye doesn't see it, but the inside eye sees that thing," end quote. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You got that faith. You got it right now. You got it. You know, Gideon. The story of Gideon is so awesome to me. It's so special to me, as it is to you. But you know, it was so important that God thinned down the ranks. Amen. Because it wasn't going to be of man, it was God. Amen. And he took 300 men out there, and he took them down there before the battle. And he said there was two men, and Gideon was down there, and those two men, they were scared to death. You go read the Bible, and it says, yeah, there's nobody here but Gideon and his army over there, and they were scared to death. And Gideon told them, it's so important. We've got to do exactly what God's prophets tell us to do. Exactly. We can't waver. We can't inject our thought of what we think it means. Can't do that. Got it. Just what the prophet said? That's it. Just what he said. And so he says, now, you get a pitcher and you get a lamp and you get a trumpet. Gave all 300 men that. He says, and when the trumpet sounds, we all blow it together. And when the trumpet sounds and you take off that pitcher, he says, you shout. And he says, the sword of the Lord and Gideon. Amen. Amen. Do what he said. The sword of the Lord and Gideon. Well, what's so important about Gideon? It's just obeying orders. That's all it is. It's just God's put a leader into place to doing it. You follow what the leader says. Amen. I love that. Brother Branham says on this message, he says, quote, but this sword of the word will cut free every promise that God made in it if they got a good strong arm of faith holding it there, end quote. We got the sword. It'll cut every promise that God's made for us. Faith knows no defeat, knows no hindrances. That means nothing. Thousands of men. We only have 300. Who cares? God made the promise. I've given it to you. Go take the land. Amen. Noah, have you heard Lifeline? Oh, what a blessing. Oh, my goodness. So perfect that came out this week and we get to hear this tape. Awesome. It's so awesome. The Lord does. That was planned. I'm telling you, it was planned. Yeah, it was. It was pre-planned by God to have it this week. I believe that with everything in me. I just believe it. You know, people thought, well, no, you know, you opened the door for us, you know. They even constructed their own boat and it didn't float. Wasn't God constructed? God's got to provide a way. Amen. He has a prophet, and that prophet is God's provide a way. Amen. When Noah heard the voice of God, that settled it. And that settles it for us. When we hear the voice of God, that ends everything. Right there. Amen. That voice is everything. Amen. Amen. Brother Branham says, he said, quote, genuine faith will admit the word is right. And any time that if something says that the days of miracles is past or something against the Bible, it's not genuine faith. The faith will always admit the truth. You must stay with the word no matter what anything else says, what anybody else says, it's the word is right, end quote. Amen. And the word came to the prophet. Amen. And the prophet is the only one that has the divine authority to divinely put this word into place.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We believe our prophets.
Amen.
We believe all of God's prophets.
Amen.
And this morning, reach out and touch the Lord. I believe that we are doing exactly what the prophet told us to do. I believe we're doing what Moses said. Moses said in Deuteronomy 6:7, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. I believe we're doing what Paul said over in Colossians 4:15 and 16. This was the messenger. He said, salute the brethren which are in Laodicea and Nymphas, and the church was in his house. And when this epistle is read among you, cause that it be read also in the church of the Laodiceans, and that ye likewise read the epistle from Laodicea. And I believe that we are doing what the angel messenger said in Revelation 22:16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. And I've got many more scriptures, but we don't got time. But we believe it, and we see it, and we're doing it. What a consolation to us. God's prophets don't tell us nothing wrong. We're not building three tabernacles. We're here to do one thing. I don't got a message. We've already been sent the message. We're not here to build three tabernacles. We're here to hear ye him. And that word needs no interpretation. All we need to do is hear it, believe it, and obey it. And you are that bride. That's simple. Amen. That's the truth. You say, brother, but I have need this, I had need of that, I got this and that. I got the answer for you. There's no doubt about it. I got the answer for you. Push play. You need healing? Push play. You need an answer? Push play. Whatever you have need of, let it be whatever. Push play. Let it be. Yes, sir. So reach out and touch the Lord. Whatever you have need of today, it's yours. He's given it to you. We'll accept the crumbs because we accept everything that God has for us. But he's invited you and I to the table. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't you love him this morning? You're a part of the bride. You are the redeemed. It's yours. Amen. So reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment.
Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, what a privilege and honor it is to bow our heads before you, to be able to even call you Father. How we love you, Lord. We thank you for this time that we can be together, and we thank you for your word and the voice that's attracted us all here, Lord. And Father, what a privilege it is one more time to be gathered together, Lord. And just thinking of all those little licks of fire, Lord, around the world, Lord. We're gathered together, seated in heavenly places, Lord. Lord, it's such an honor to be here, Lord. Such an honor to be associated with this part of the bride and the ones listening in all around the world, Lord. Father, we just invite you to come, Lord. Come be with us today. Help us, Father, to receive everything you'd have us to here, Lord, and may it sink and anchor in our hearts like never before, Lord. And Father, I'm just so thankful, Lord, for what you've done in our day. Thank you for the seals and opening them up to us, Lord, and Lord, all that you've shown us in these last weeks, Lord. What a revival in your bride, Lord. What you're doing for us, Lord. Our tongues can't put into words, Lord, but we just love you, and we say we believe it, and we do with all of our hearts, Lord. Father, Lord, what a special day as Brother Samuel was speaking, Lord. And it is a special day to the bride of Christ, Lord. Father, we believe that seventh angel messenger. We know what he said. Everything he said was thus saith the Lord. And we are resting on that. And Lord, we can't hear this message without seeing our brother Joseph in there. And what he's doing for us and what you've raised him up for. And Lord, even we may not all understand to the full capacity, Lord, what you're doing through him. But Lord, what a work. Lord, what a privilege it is to be associated with him, Lord. To stand shoulder and shoulder, Lord, to with him, Lord, and to say that we believe, Father. We believe your messenger. We believe what he said. And Father, we thank you for your servant and prophet, Brother Joseph. We thank you for his life, Lord. Where would we be, Father, without you raising him up, Lord, distributing this food, Lord, having access to it in every form, Lord. Lord, what a blessed people we are, Lord. Father, wherever he may be, Lord, you just come down in a special way. Give him rest to his body, Lord. And Lord, you see the work ahead and the burden on his shoulders. And Lord, just so many things, Lord. May you just be that rock, Lord. May you be the angel with the softest hand. Just wrap around him and bless him, Lord. Lord, just show him how much you love him today. And Lord, we thank you for sending such a gift to us, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for our brother Samuel here, Lord, and what a pillar he is, Father, and just pray a blessing for him too, Lord. And Lord, all the ones that are a part of this service, may you be with them. And Father, all of us that are here gathered, may you just anoint us like never before as we hear your word, Lord. We're just so excited to get in it, Lord. We're excited because we know this is the exact message for the time and hour for your bride. And there's something on there you want us to grasp and to hear, Lord. And Father, shape me, remold me today, Lord. I want everything that's available for me, Lord. We love you. And Father, these requests, Lord, it's already finished. You know all about them, Lord. And we're just combining our faith, Lord, all the requests, and we're just asking that you intercede for everyone, great and small, no matter what it may be. We commit them to you, and we thank you for it, Lord, for it's all a finished work. We love you, and commit the rest of this service into your hands. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. Reach out and touch the Lord as he go. Find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry, for he is passing by this moment your needs to supply. Oh, reach out and touch the and touch the Lord as he goes by, and you will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. Thank you. He is passing by this moment, your need to suffer. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Amen. You may be seated. Truly, we're here to worship him. We're here to hear that word. I'm so excited to get into it. Just before, as we just worship him as he's here, let's just sing that little chorus. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is our Lord. Amen. For he is Lord. Yes, he is Lord. And he has risen from the dead. And he is Lord. Oh,
gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time that we have together, Lord. And Father, as you've been opening your word to us, Father, and revealing it to our hearts, Lord, and Father, looking at the quotes that we've had that I've highlighted from these past messages, Lord, and Father, I might not have had the full revelation or seen what it was, but Lord, you're showing what those are, Lord, and I thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, just open our hearts for that which you have for us. And Father, may you take these tithes and offerings, Lord, and use them to your intended use, Lord, that calls that last one in, Lord Jesus, that hears this, and we go home and live eternally with you, Father. Amen. We love you, Father. We ask this all in your precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. He is Lord. Yes, he is Lord, and he has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every knee bow, and in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. And I am trusting in his love divine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every promise in the book is mine. Oh, every chapter, every verse, and every line, and I am trusting in his love divine. Every promise in the book, one more time. Oh, every promise in the book is mine. Yes, every chapter, every verse, and every line, and I am trusting.
mind. Amen. Well, every sound and every word and every line, for I am trusting in His word divine. Oh, every promise on the tapes is mine. Oh, on the tapes, every promise on the tapes is mine. Oh, every sound and every word and every line, and I am trusting in His word divine. Every promise on the tapes is mine, and I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, oh, I shall not be moved. Verse 1, oh, Jesus is my Savior, I shall not be moved. In His love and favor, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, oh, I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, oh, I shall not be moved. And in my Christ abiding, I shall not be moved. In His love I'm hiding, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, oh, I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, oh, I shall not be moved. And if I trust Him ever, I shall not be moved. He will fail me never, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, oh, I shall not. Fourth verse. Oh, on His word I'm feeding, I shall not be moved. For He's the one that's leading, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water, oh, I shall not be moved. Yes, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, oh, I shall not be moved. And glory, hallelujah, I shall not be moved. Anchored in Jehovah, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, oh, I shall not. In His love, oh, in His love abiding, I shall not be moved. In Him confiding, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, oh, I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Yes, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, oh, I. Fourth verse, one more time. And on His word I'm feeding, I shall not be moved. For He's the one that's leading, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, oh, I shall not be moved. I shall not, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the waters, oh, I shall not be moved. Amen. You may be seated. This time we have a special from Brother Kirk Guidry. God bless you.
Some glorious morning, sorrows will cease. some glorious morning, all will be peace. Heartaches all ended, school days all done. Heaven will open, then Jesus will come. Some golden daybreak, Jesus will come. Some golden daybreak, battles all won. He'll shout the victory, break through the blue. Some golden daybreak for me, for you. Sad hearts will gladden, all shall be bright. Goodbye forever to earth's dark night. Changed in a moment, like him to be. Oh, glorious daybreak, and Jesus I'll see. Oh, what a meeting there in the skies. No tears nor crying shall dim our eyes. Loved ones united eternally. Oh, what a daybreak that morning will be. Some golden daybreak, Jesus will come. Some golden daybreak, battles all won. He'll shout the victory, break through the blue. Some golden daybreak for me, for you. Some golden daybreak for me, for you.
God bless you, brother. Truly, what a morning that's gonna be. I can't wait. How many's watching and waiting with me? Truly, it's any day now. And what a reality that is for each one of us. Any moment, what a twinkling of an eye, will be changed. Oh, I can't wait. Amen. Just any day. Our Lord is coming. He'll be returning for you and me.
Thank you.
Oh, I've been watching. just any day. Our Lord is coming. He'll be just any day now. Amen. Let's just bow our heads and our hearts before the Lord and just get ready to hear His voice now. Truly, at this time, it's a great honor to introduce and to present Brother Branham, God's messenger to the people. And I'm just ready to hear this message, perseverance. Amen. Get ready. What a great blessing he has in store for the bride of Christ. God bless you. Here's Brother Branham.